on the injury front, Hayden and Whitner both were diagnosed with concussions. Josh's McCown's a little sore, took a shot to the ribs. Nate Orchard banged his shoulder. We'll know a little bit more. We'll know a little bit more tomorrow. You know, frustrating day. You know, I thought we did some good things in the first half. You know, came away with a lead, and you know, hard to explain the all that went wrong in the second half. We did some good things defensively with taking the ball away, but just they were just put out there too often offensively. Just really couldn't get things going. So it's you know, as I just talked to the guys afterwards, you know, we're not going to spend a lot of time feeling sorry for ourselves. Where they got a quick turnaround, you know, to go on the road to play an undefeated team in the division. So we're focused on a quick turnaround. Get in tomorrow, put this game behind us, and then later in the day come back and be full speed ahead on our Bengal prep. I'll open it up.
Thank you, Josh. He's clearly in a lot of pain in the second series of the third quarter, but you waved Johnny off. Why not just pull him at that point? Why not make the call?
We talked about it. I mean, we were going to take him out and you know, he could continue. We said if he couldn't go, to go ahead and go down, and he stayed in there.
So is it his call at that point?
Well, to me, we put it on our players. If they're injured and need to come out of the game, that they are to go down on the field.
Do you think, in watching him, do you think he was okay, or do you think that he was just being brave, Josh?
Well, he clearly wasn't 100%, but he was. I mean, I think he bounced back and ended up throwing a completion or two that. And then I ended up having a punt on that drive. I think we dropped the ball on third and long that would have kept the drive going.
It was his ribs, Mike. The shoulder wasn't re-injured.
Yeah, I believe it was the ribs.
What do you think your team is now, Mike? You know, you talked about on Monday, you talked about looking in the mirror and all that stuff. Where do you think you guys are now?
Where are we? We're at the halfway point. We're 2-6. That's where we are. I mean, we own that. I mean, that's. You can look back, and there's a lot of what ifs. But when you know the smoke clears from the first half, that's what we are, and we've done some things to build on. But overall, it hadn't been good enough, and that's why we are where we are.
Like, there are times a coach has to protect a player from himself. Did it seem like he was in, from your view, did it seem like he was in real discomfort, or was that?
Well, he was in discomfort, but I wouldn't say it was anything that looked like it was. I mean, you trust a guy that's been in the league for a long time that knows his body. Like I said, he responded the next play, scrambled out to his left, threw a nice ball, and should have ended up converting a first down.
Mike, did also the decision have anything to do with the lack of trust in Manziel to pull this game out?
No, none.
Mike, I know you said you can't explain all that went wrong, but where do you think it started to go wrong in that second half after such a strong first half?
I think our lack of ability to run the football caught up to us, where we just got to the point where we were too predictable throwing it, and it allowed them. I mean, I think they sensed we were in a throw it only mode, that they were winning up front and could afford to commit more guys to coverage, and you know, I think that got us behind the sticks early in the second half, and I think giving up the deep ball. It was difficult. I mean, Joe was, you know, in position, just got, you know, guy, you know, was a great throw, and a guy made a play.
I mean, I assume you guys knew they were going to take a bunch of deep shots. Was it more than you expected?
No, that's what they do. I mean, that's their offense, and they were, you know, we've made some plays down the field, but they made more, and that's the nature of their offense. They're going to keep launching it.
Mark, was Duke Johnson hurt at all in the second half? Did you know?
Not that I know of. I mean, he came out after a couple plays. He, you know, the running backs kind of rotate. You know, if they need a break, they'll come out.
You know, Josh, we
be able to go Thursday?
Yeah, I mean, we'll know more tomorrow when he comes in, but we're hopeful that he'll be able to go.
Like, there were a lot of reports, national reports before the game. You guys had some of your best players on the trading block. Can you say anything? Is that true?
Yeah, this fictitious trading block that we just walk. I mean, I don't. To me, it's you get near the trade deadline and reports start coming out. I mean, that's to me. I'm just not even going to go there. I mean, it seems to happen every year. No, we're focused 100% on this game this morning, and then now we're moving on. So I'm aware of what's out there, but I have no comment on it.
Mike, just to be clear, if Josh can physically go, he'll be your starter Thursday?
Yeah, I said during the week, if our starter can go, then he'll be the starter.
Okay.